A day after the legislative session began, Scott was in Jacksonville urging supporters at WW Gay Mechanical Contractors to pressure lawmakers.
So I hope you'll call all of them and let them know that you want your taxes lowered and you want to make sure there's a constitutional amendment that would make it very difficult for a future legislature to raise your taxes.
Scott supports a proposed amendment requiring a two-thirds majority in the legislature to raise taxes. But lawmakers could be working with a tighter budget for the foreseeable future, according to a September estimate by the state's chief economist. Although Florida has more than $3 billion in reserves and sales and property tax revenue is growing, the state is expected to see a budget shortfall in as short as 2 years, partially because of Hurricane Irma cleanup. Still, Scott is pushing the tax cuts as he's widely expected to enter the race for U.S. Senate this year.
We're walking into this budget year with $3 billion of projected revenue over recurring expenses. So we have the money to be able to cut taxes and have record funding for education, put the money we need to put into environment, to transportation, have record funding for transportation, record funding for taking care of our springs, all these things. We can do it.
But the budget situation could get even worse, as Congress has yet to pass a permanent extension of the Children's Health Insurance Program, federal money Scott is counting on in his proposed budget. The governor says he's confident that funding will be allocated. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.